You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is the Dom and Jeremy show at Denver's Mix 100, where the time has come for us to play Rattle Off. These lines are filled. Let's go to the first caller, and that's Frida. Frida, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, Frida.
What are you up to today? Doing anything fun?
Oh, I am. I'm driving down to Parker to preview a house for a client.
Ooh.
What's the what's the list price on this one?
1.3.
Oh, it'll go
so
fast.
Two bedroom, one bath?
It'll go quick.
Two bedroom, one bath, yeah. Right.
I was talking with a friend last night. They're desperately trying to get into a house, and they have been outbid numerous times by over $100,000 each time.
It's ridiculous.
This last one was $130,000 they were outbid.
I've had that happen several times. Yeah, it's not fun.
Unless you're selling, then it's great time.
It.
Then it's a great time.
Yeah, but the only thing about selling is that you got to turn around and get somewhere else where you're going
to
live.
You can go to Iowa then and buy about 9,000 acres.
Oh, my gosh. No kidding.
But I don't want to go to
Iowa. I don't want to go there. I know.
Or Nebraska.
Yeah, it's crazy right now.
I don't want to go to Nebraska. Oh, Frida, let's play some Rattle Off. You know how this game works, right?
Yes.
All right. For people who have just tuned in and they're like, I've never heard this game before. Here's how it works. We're going to give Frida a category, and then she will have only 10 seconds in which to rattle off five examples of that category. 10 seconds for you. What's the first one that's coming up today? 10 seconds. We're looking for five movies with Clint Eastwood. Five movies with Clint Eastwood? Sure. Ready and go.
Oh, my gosh. Clint Eastwood. This is the worst category for me. I know no movies with Clint Eastwood.
None.
He's made like 1,000 of them.
He's made 1,000 movies.
Maybe 2,000.
Maybe 2,000.
That dude is over 90 years old now, too, which is...
He's
still cranking them out, man.
Yep.
Well, you know what? We'll hold on to that category for another time.
Yeah, do that. Okay.
Yeah, good luck with the house.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. Bye. I didn't know that would be like a complete shutout.
Yeah.
He's like the most bankable star still.
He's an American treasure.
Help me with the pronunciation. Is it Tanjala?
Tangela, like Angela, but with a T.
Tangela.
Tangela.
All right.
Yes.
What's the origin of Tangela?
You know, I have no idea.
Well, I like it.
You never asked your parents, where did my name come from?
I did. They said my brother named me, my dad wanted to name me Ijima.
Ijima.
But my brother and my mom wasn't having it, so.
Mm-mm. So you are Tangela.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
I like it.
It's a beautiful name.
Thank you. Me too.
Tell me this. What do you do for a living?
I am the site director for the Scholars Unlimited After School Program.
Very cool.
That sounds incredibly fancy and prestigious.
Oh, yes.
Don't you know?
Our future.
Look at you.
I believe the children are our future.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes, yes, yes.
Sing it, Whitney. Sing it.
Amen.
Tangela, are you ready to play some Rattle Off?
Absolutely. Let's go.
Come on, win it.
10 seconds. We are looking for five things that are traditionally sticky. Five things that are sticky. Ready and go.
Gum, Starburst, slime, saliva, boogers.
So confident with that last one.
Don't
boogers.
Don't judge you. We're all judging you. What are you talking about?
They're sticky.
We're judging you for days.
Yes.
I'm envisioning you picking your nose right now. So.
No, my four kids do that.
Ooh.
You know, and the thing is, out of all of that, you went with boogers before tape and glue. I mean, that's what's hilarious.
And honey. Was honey.
And honey.
Boogers.
So, now let's talk here for just a second.
That's good.
Tangela, we have to work through your answers, all right? Do we consider saliva sticky?
I think so, because, like, you know, when you kiss somebody and there's, like, a string of saliva that comes off, that's essentially sticky saliva, right?
Is it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have sticky saliva.
And mucus is a part of saliva. That's sticky.
Yeah, mucus is in there, I guess.
Tangela, I'm thinking about this. Hold on a second.
Sticky saliva.
I'm processing. Whether or not,
Josh, so come here. Let me spit in your hand real quick.
Lord.
Tell me if this is sticky. It's sticky. Come on.
Now, I will say this.
She works with children.
Hold on a second. Here's how I'm going to process this so that Tangela gets a win. I don't do this. In fact, I think it's gross. But when people are shuffling through papers and they will lick their finger and then go down and grab the corner of a paper,
creating
a piece of paper,
right? Right? Yeah, yeah.
They're
yeah.
doing that, right? So yep. that their finger will stick to the page.
Yep.
Yep.
You don't do that?
I think that's gross.
Everybody does it.
Everybody does it.
Everybody licks their finger to turn a page?
You are a liar.
Never.
That's
You're
why
a liar.
We still got COVID.
Our papers everywhere covered in COVID. Don't go near God. The copy machine.
No, I tell you what, Tangela, I see people do that and I'm grossed out. Like if somebody will be doing it, like if you're going to some, I don't know, like a business, like a government office and they've got to do papers and they do that and then they hand you the papers and I'm always like, oh, I don't want to touch that.
If you're reading a book, you don't go, let me get that.
Never. I don't want to get
it.
No, that makes a mess on it.
I actually just lick the page.
Yeah, just...
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Tangela, where are you from originally?
I am a native, born and raised in Colorado.
Nice.
I'll be darned. What part of town?
Downtown Denver.
Downtown Denver.
Good.
You've seen a lot of changes through the years, haven't you?
Absolutely. I don't like it.
You don't like the changes? You don't like the changes?
No. No. I mean, change is good, but it's like all the roads are different and all the construction and everything.
It's pretty packed, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Parking's horrible.
Parking downtown? Are you kidding?
Worst.
Oh. It's the worst. I like you, Tangela. I want to hang out.
Oh, thank you. I like you guys, too.
I want to hug you. Give you a big squeeze.
How long you been listening to this show?
Aww. I've been listening to you guys for the past 3 years.
Well, thank you.
Well, that's very nice. Well, wow, wait a minute. You've lived here your whole life. What were you doing 4 years ago? You weren't listening to us 4 years ago?
4 years ago, I was stuck to another radio station. But now me and my kids in the car driving to work and to school, when we play Rattle Off this morning, me and my son was playing Boys Against the Girls. We both lost, by the way. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
So well, you like what you hear then, huh?
Get through the play.
I hope you do.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you are absolutely delightful and charming, and I've been delaying saying this, but you are a winner!
Yes!
Well done with your sticky spit.
Sticky spit. And your boogers. Oh, call of the day, I would say. Tangela's the call of the day.
You're the winner.
Wonderful.
Hey, listen, stand by so Josh can come back and he'll chat with you about your prize, okay?
Okay, absolutely.
All right,
see
thanks. Hold on, don't go away. Well, that was fun.
Real fun.
Yeah, there you
Real
go.
Good.
All right, another satisfied customer with Rattle Off, which means we will play again tomorrow morning at about 9 o'clock.